Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's day one of the off-season program here, April 15th, Patriots Day. So let's get to some news and notes. Now, the free agency market started about a month ago, but there's still free agency news going on. So the Patriots signed defensive lineman Tommy Kelly, but the biggest news is around Emmanuel Sanders and the fact that the Steelers matched the offer sheet, so he will not be a Patriot this year.
That's right. Restricted free agent. The Steelers had 5 days from the time that the Patriots initially signed that offer sheet with Sanders last week. And the Steelers on Sunday night deciding to retain Sanders, which means that the Patriots retain that third-round pick. What was really interesting about this is that it really seemed to be a 50-50 proposition as to whether or not the Steelers would match the offer sheet, and they did. So that puts the Patriots puts a spotlight on the Patriots wide receiver core, which it's been on all offseason.
Right.
They've already brought in Danny Amendola. They've brought in Donald Jones. They've brought in Michael Jenkins. We know that they lost Wes Welker, of course. They re-signed Julian Edelman last week.
Right.
There are quite a few bodies, but is there really that oomph? It seems like they're still going to be looking for wide receivers in the draft. In my opinion, not round one, but I do think second and third round, they'll be in the market for a wide receiver. I actually felt that way, even if they did retain or even if they were able to bring in Emmanuel Sanders, but you feel like there might be more of a spotlight on that now in the draft.
Well, my hope with Emmanuel Sanders, and now a concern as they move towards the draft, is there's really no outside wide receiver like they had with Brandon Lloyd. So that's one of my concerns with Sanders not working out, and one of the other points with this upheaval there's kind of been at this position. So.
Well, certainly with the outside receiver, you know, with Michael Jenkins, Donald Jones, and even Amendola to some degree, among those three guys, there will be some usage on the outside. There has to be. And Jenkins, as a 6'4" guy, you know, where is he at in his career? That's a big
right.
question, but he could play in the outside. But whatever it is, however they match him up, you know, tight ends are obviously critical in this offense. The running game was really strong last year. You figure that's going to carry over. Maybe this will be an offense that isn't quite as wide receiver heavy, where really the focus is on the tight ends and the running backs, but still, you got to field a pretty good wide receiver core either way with Tom Brady running the show. So it will be interesting to see what moves are next,
right,
including next week at the draft.
Well, in other news on Monday, the Hall of Fame finalists were selected. Teddy Bruschi, Chuck Fairbanks, and Leon Gray. So fans can vote on Patriots.com who they want to be inducted into the Hall this year.
About a month long for voting. They'll join Gil Santos, who we already know is going to be brought in. So, you know, Bruschi, obviously the more recent fan favorite. Chuck Fairbanks and Leon Gray both unfortunately passed away, but from the 1970s. So, yeah, you can go to Patriots.com, watch some videos, and read all about them and decide who to vote for.
In addition to that, this week, tomorrow, Tuesday, Nick Caserio will have his press conference and will be talking about the offseason, how it's been going so far.
Yep, pre-draft press conference. We'll find out exactly who they're going to pick in the first round. We'll get some insight from Nick on how it's looking. Last time we heard from him was back at the Combine. So,
right.
See what kind of information he gives. Probably not going to get the real specifics.
Right.
But we know the Patriots, you know, they only have 5 picks in this draft, which is very low for them.
Very
unusual.
Obviously,
there's 7 rounds. So I think that's one of the real interesting aspects of this draft. They're a team that usually goes in with a lot more. The draft is coming up rapidly.
Right.
We still have some of our draft previews
right.
coming up this week and next week with the PFW guys. So plenty going on here in mid-April.
Yeah, a lot going on. The draft only 10 days away. It's hard to believe. So we will certainly have you covered, and it's all going to be right here on Patriots.com. So we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.